लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals, today with another actor. And I saw him, to be honest, last year in one of the first verticals for the first time. But since then, he bunched a lot of verticals and I'm very happy to have him and to ask him about this whole vertical stuff. And we will see how it goes and what the answers will be. So I say hello to Shane Davis and welcome to my podcast, Shane.
Hi, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, I saw you in the VertiConnect already, but I didn't ask there anything.
Which vertical did you originally see me in?
The lately dropped on Good Short.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, and I did see you at VertiConnect.
But to be honest, I'm so bad in the titles. I cannot tell you the title anymore from the first vertical I saw you in. So sorry for that. I'm really shitty in the title stuff.
Well, each one is a paragraph, so you're not going to be able to remember all their names.
And all of the titles are sometimes the same one. Repetitive. Some with billionaire, pregnant, or heiress, or something like that. So
always.
I'm not good in memorizing all the title stuff.
I will say this. My latest one with Good Short is one we... Beware Villains, My Mommy Punches Hard is a pretty crazy title. I love the title.
But it's a good one. It's not a typical trope one, you know?
It is kind of a totally different thing, too. It's like, I'm very passive, and the female lead kicks ass the whole time. And it's a comedy. It's not like the typical kind of soap drama. It's a legitimate comedy.
Was it the first time you shot with a child?
No, it's the most time that I had to play the father, though. So, like, me and Olivia, I mean, she was so adorable. Like, in between, I mean, it was almost like I had two jobs. I was the actor father, and then I had to be big brother
while
the scenes were being shot. Because she would be like, oh, my God, you have to come see me. I'm going to skateboard now. Come outside. Watch me skateboard. And I'm like, I have to memorize lines. She's like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, now I'm trying to memorize lines while watching her skateboard. And, you know, just she had a lot of energy. That girl's a star. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, Olivia is this girl is built for entertainment.
Yeah, but that's good. Sometimes when I see child actors, I'm always wondering how professional they are. They are so good.
Yeah. She's very bossy in a fun way. She doesn't take no for an answer. That's for sure.
Huh. I want to know, when you started shooting verticals, first two questions I'm always asking, did you know what verticals were at that time? And what were your thoughts about your first shooting?
I didn't know what verticals were. And to be honest, I think a lot of actors who spend a lot of time in acting class and fighting for those co-stars in the SAG world, and I am a SAG actor too, so like, there was a lot of like, I don't know if I can do this. And then I got the script and I was like, oh my God, you know, truth be told, like the writing is crazy. And and there, you can clearly tell that it's like a one draft run through kind of a thing, rather than like in the SAG world, it's like, this is going through so many drafts. So at first I was like wanting to keep it a secret. It was my little secret, you know?
Okay.
And I was still working in drug rehab and personal training on the side. And I had so much fun on the set. And then I started gaining fans. And then immediately after my first one, I got hit up to do like five more. And I was like, oh, wow. And it just kind of took off. And I had to stop the rehab job. I had to stop personal training.
Yes.
It was a very complex year because, but mind you, all I did, I actually quit acting. And then in 2025, I think I shot like 10 vertical movies and a reality TV show.
So,
So,
what's your plan for 2026? Top that?
I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if I can top that. I think my focus is, I'll be real with you. My focus is rest and keeping recovery at the forefront. Like right now, we're in like talks of getting to speak with some at-risk youth, actually. No payment. Just, but that's kind of where I see myself in the long haul while still maintaining some work in the acting space and screenwriting. I want to work with drug addicts and at-risk youth. Those are my two, like, the two things that make me feel like probably the most valuable.
But how is it? I mean, shooting verticals, it's the classic. I'm always saying fairy tale world, be a CEO, billionaire, stuff, whatever. Do you love taking different type of characters and roles in acting?
I do. And so that's why I've denied a lot of roles. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of space. I have one vertical dropping, and we might not see another one for a couple months because the truth is, I refuse to do one if it's the same exact thing that I've done.
Okay. Oh, then it's a bit
So
difficult in the vertical world sometimes.
it is in this season. Like, I went through a season where I just was like, ah, whatever, it's just fun. And then I get to a part where I'm like, okay, I've seen this exact role with all the same characters.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. So I want to give my fans, I have a pretty good connection with my fans. You may have seen that at VertiConnect. Like I feel like we have a dialogue that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I want to give them new things to watch.
That's so good. That's really so good because lately they are dropping so many shows. Really big quantity, but less in quality because it's always the same one. And I started watching Verticals, for example, in summer 2023. So
Okay.
2.5 years now, and there is so much repeating. Oh, holy crap. I'm craving for new storylines, to be honest.
Well, and I think part of the problem is, and look, we see the same thing in Hollywood. It's just Hollywood moves a lot slower. Hollywood will put the same movie out. It's just way higher quality, right? But they'll put the same movie out for 10 years. I mean, right? It's like if you look at the 80s, I'm like every slasher movie was the same. If you look at like the last 10 years, I'm like, okay, I get it. I get the superhero. I can literally name everything the superhero is going to do before he does it. And like at a certain point, you know every joke that's going to be said.
Yeah.
It's just vertical world feels like they jam like it's just like three times as quick almost, right? Like I just feel like that where they have in common is like there's always a fear of taking risks because a lot of times risks don't get the same rewards in the short term. I
It
think they
is.
do in the In the long term, I think they do. It's like me, I wrote a horror vertical. It's like a mystery whodunit, and that's very hard to get into the offices and I want to see new genres. I also think one of the biggest problems in vertical space is they have, I think one of the problems is a hierarchy. And I think one of the problems is really weak villains. Like, I think good acting in the actors are great at playing the villains. I'm saying the villains have no arc. They lose every single battle, which builds no tension. It builds no tension. Like, if a villain and a hero tango three times in a movie, I think the villain should win the first two. Like, let the hero, whether the hero is going to be a heroine or the male lead, like, make us be in suspense. And to be honest with you, I also love a movie where we need a part two because the villain wins part one. Like,
There is
that's me
only
though.
one platform actually who produces more than one part, and that's Candy Jar. In Candy Jar, there are so many shows with more than one part, and that's so
Candy
great.
Jar, book me. Candy Jar, book me. Hope that
They are based
echoes
in
into the universe.
Germany.
Are they? Nice.
Should
Put in
I
a good word for me.
pay them a visit and say, listen? No, you know, the first casting calls dropped lately here in Germany for verticals because verticals are not very common here in Germany. You can ask 100 people, and I think two will know what verticals are, and that's it. And lately, I saw the first casting calls dropping because I did also some acting stuff and things like that here in Germany. So I see them really quick. And they were searching in this casting call only for influencers with a lot of followers for doing this job. And one of these companies who dropped the casting call, I know from earlier productions, and I sent them an email and said, "Are you stupid? Are you really so stupid to do that in this way? Otherwise, in my opinion, they will destroy the market here even before it had the chance to grow." And here is it's all over Europe, and the European market has so much potential. But no one wants to take the risk yet. And the Germans are, we in Germany, we are so structured and organized, and we always need safety to do something, you know what I mean? So that's a big problem here. But I don't understand it. As I said, Candy Jar is based in Berlin. So why haven't we shot any verticals here yet? I don't understand that. We will see. I'm
It's for
hoping for
sure
that.
coming.
I'm
It's for
hoping for
sure gonna
that.
come. I think, look, in China, it's already bigger than TV and film. I think it will spread everywhere. I do think that with the influencer stuff, they have to be very careful in how they place influencers because they've tried that here and it has flopped. Not only in Hollywood, but it's flopped in vertical space already. I think it's not a bad idea to have, but they have them as like the not lead, as like maybe a side character just to bring a couple
Yeah,
extra fans on board.
absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
But you want the actors at the front. You want the actors to play what's going to require, some acting, because it's a very difficult acting job, and I think people. I think people look down on it as like this isn't acting and like it's all male models. And there is a element of that, I think, when it started, but I think it's getting a lot more competitive and people have to be off book fast, and they've got to be in character quickly because you're shooting 15, 20 pages in a day.
And you know,
So.
the thing is, in my opinion, the best thing they could do in Germany is first being only a shooting location, let come over a experienced vertical director, so that this whole production companies here can learn it to do it correctly and not just trying it, putting some bullshit out in quality, and then no one or everyone is saying, yeah, this vertical stuff, it's so weird, it's so shitty, I don't wanna get more of it. And if you're doing the first, I would say first 10-1 really good, it could be the security the Germans always want to have to push it. You know what I mean? So, I think that would be the best opportunity to shoot first here in Germany and then later to take over the shooting and the crew also. But actually, I'm not sure. Did you ever shot in Europe, Verica, yet?
I have only shot verticals for the last year,
Yeah.
and I cannot leave the country
Okay.
because of the TV show on Peacock that I'm on. There's always some type of press, or there's always something that I have to stay close to LA for. Like, so I probably will not be able to do the overseas thing for a while, if I'm gonna be honest. It might even be a couple years.
Oh.
I've done New York, I've done Miami, super close by.
Yeah.
Could probably do Atlanta, could probably even get away with Canada, but right now it's a little difficult. I would love to though. Hell, I'd even love to do the China thing. I've been reached out to in Australia, I've been reached out to in India. I know it's growing, and I don't think acting has ever been a crazier experience. Like, there's never been like more actors working. There can't have been.
Yeah, and lately they are dropping so many shows, so they need more and more shows produced. So I think it's the end of story.
And I think what we're going to start seeing too is like, I think verticals right now, they started really as like soaps, right? And kind of like romance novels turned into, movies. But like, I think all the genres are going to come. And I think the
Yeah.
next one that's going to blow up is going to be comedy. And I
I'm waiting
think.
for the pirate vertical who's in the line.
The pie. Oh, like a Johnny. Oh God,
It's
that's
already
gonna be the next Johnny
produced.
Depp. Is
Haven't you
it?
seen the trailer of it? I will send
Who?
you a link
Which app?
later. It was shot in Vancouver with Nick Westaway as the lead.
Okay.
And the trailer is holy moly crap. Yeah, I have to send you the link
Wow.
over later. You have to take and the first 10 episodes were produced and then they had to wait a little bit because of the fundraising and stuff like that to get the more money. And lately they shot the rest of the episodes and I talked to Nick Westaway this week. He was the lead in this pirate one and he told me, yeah, it's in post-production now.
Wow.
And I'm waiting for this one because it's so, in a pirate one, there surely won't be any banquet scene. There surely isn't a bad
You're tired
stepmom's.
of the banquet scene?
Oh, yeah, holy crap, yes.
Thank God, but I'm gonna tell you right now, there's nothing worse to shoot for the actors than a banquet scene. Like, I don't think people understand how long a banquet scene is the entire day.
I know. And even for the women, it's more worse because they have to wear high heels.
They gotta wear high heels. They're gonna get their face jammed in a cake. Like,
Yeah.
the women
Yeah.
have an absolute. There's nobody that dislikes banquet scenes more than the female leads of a vertical.
Yeah, I truly believe that. No, so, kidnapping and robbery makes totally sense in a pirate vertical. But
Oh God, yeah.
I'm so curious about how this vertical would turn out, to be honest. And I'm hoping that this will be a really big hit, that we will see more of them later. I'm hoping.
You know what this reminds me of? I wanna write like a John Dillinger. He was a big bank robber back, like, I don't know, it was like the 40s. But he had this woman he was obsessed with. And she's actually, it's like this huge romance, but she's actually the reason he ends up getting murdered by the police in real life.
What about Bonnie and Clyde? Hello, as a vertical?
Wow.
As a ver
Yeah,
Bonnie
I
and
wanna.
Clyde as a vertical?
They have to hire a legit, like, they gotta hire a legit, like, Texas duo for that one.
But how that
So
how
I'll.
great would that be, huh? Tell me. A Western vertical with the old Western style saloon stuff, lasso, duels, sheriff. Yeehaw, horses, I don't know.
Oh God, it's literally so good. It's so good. I think we're about to see a lot of Western verticals come out because they're very quick at kind of copying each other, and there's been a couple hits lately.
Yeah. I think
So hopefully.
the next one, which will be a bit more dropped, are musical ones. Today dropped the first musical one.
Really interesting. I mean, I personally, I'm not, I've tried the singing and dancing route. I'm not equipped there. So
Okay, so
you won't
musicals,
see me there.
okay. But I would see you in a Western one.
Western one for sure.
Pirate one.
You would, I mess around to a pirate. I want to do, there's a couple I really want to do. There's a, my buddy, who I got to speak with today on it because I had a meeting over a good short, and I kind of helped him plot it out, is a cop one. It's like a cop love story,
Oh, it's
and so
like
I'd love
the
to. I'd love to.
LAPD who dropped with Negrita Taco and Ashley Michelle Grant. There was one police duo one on Tall Flicks, but it's I think a year ago or stuff like that.
Right, I want to see something like that come down, and they're like, you know, I can't give anything away, but it's
Action
pretty.
one? What about a Fast and a Furious one? Stuff like that.
Oh yeah, we got to do fat. I do Fast and the Furious, because right now it's like there's like a sport genre, there's a mafia genre, there's a werewolf genre,
And a
there's a
lot of
like
cooking
vampire
ones
genre.
lately. The
Cooking
cooking.
ones are like
Oh.
not for me. They're not for me.
No?
You know, I'm at a, yeah, I would like to, what else? I like a sci-fi one too, though. I like a good sci-fi one.
We need a new type of mystery. What about a mystery kind of Lord of the Rings style or maybe Harry Potter style, which a lot of witchcraft and stuff like that.
I think you could have a built-in fan base right off rip with those. If it was magic and stuff like that,
With
I
elves and
absolutely
stuff
think
like
so.
that.
Elves, oh yeah. Yeah, because people they wanna get lost in the fantasy, you
Yeah,
know?
exactly. That's it. They love the fairy tales.
I also think what's gonna be in the works real soon is a TV show about some of the heavy hitters in verticals, and it's going to be like their life behind the scenes,
A
their
parody
dating
out of
lives.
making a vertical.
Well, I think a parody is really necessary.
Making
There's
a
a
parody
parody
out
isn't.
of a vertical shoot, where someone is telling, you have to stand out there. I want to slap you. Why you want to slap me? I don't know. It's in the script. I have to slap
I
you. Something like that.
actually, yeah, I was I know Drama Box. I don't know if you ever watched Not Another Teen Movie. But it's a hilarious parody of like all the teen movies that came out in the early 2000s, but they actually hired one of the writers from that movie over at Drama Box. So I hope Drama Box comes out with a legit parody soon.
I would love that. I would love that. I had enough drama in some verticals. Lately, there was so much drama in verticals. I didn't finish a lot of verticals yet watching because I got so sick of all the drama, to be honest.
Oh, really? The repetitive drama.
There it's. For example, yesterday I watched a vertical I was asked to watch because the director wanted my opinion on it, and I had to tell him, sorry, I didn't finish the vertical because it was the baddest one I saw lately. What? Yeah. And I said, listen,
Told the
from the
truth.
first beginning, from the first minute in this vertical, the female lead was verbal and physically abused. The whole stuff. So after episode 21, I turned it off because the vertical was 60 episodes. And I switched in to episode 55 because I want to see, okay, if there a chance that this changes for the end with the abusing. And they were still abusing her in episode,
I think
no
too,
way.
like, one of the things that some verticals are forgetting is even if a protagonist has hard times and loses a lot of battles, we don't respect a weak character. We don't respect somebody if you and if you want me to follow somebody who's weak and they never gain strength, I'm gonna feel icky by the end. I'm gonna feel really icky. And to be honest with you, like, the worst writing is where you have an invincible male protagonist, a completely weak female protagonist, and then a completely weak male villain, which is a lot of them. A lot of them have a male villain who is com he is He brings no tension to the table. You have a superhero and a male lead that brings no tension to the table. And then you have a weak female protagonist, which doesn't inspire us at all. And
Yeah, that's true.
they gotta stop that. They gotta stop. I actually don't know why it keeps going. I don't know if it gets just enough views at the beginning to where they can keep making it because they're like breaking even every time. I don't know, but it is peculiar because I have never heard anybody say they like it.
Me either. To be honest, I don't like it. Although the storylines when I started watching Verticals were not so abusive and shitty like they now, to be honest. They had really changed into the bad ones sometimes.
I think maybe there's, I'm trying to figure out what they're gaining. I think that maybe there's something in advertisements with rage bait. But the problem is, like, rage bait works in short term. I don't think it keeps people locked in, though. I may be incorrect because people do love to hate watch, though. I don't know. I don't get it myself, though. I won't personally. I don't do like the ones that I deny are one, I'm kind of bored of CEOs right now. I may come back to those later, but like ones that I deny right now are the ones where the male protagonist is mean to the girl the whole time, and at the end he realizes that he loved her. I'm like, that's just not, that's not interesting to me.
It's not interesting for the audience to watch.
Yeah,
Because women
I
are
don't want to.
always so weak in verticals. I would love to see more verticals where women and maybe wife and husband are equal in the partnership. And not always the woman needs to get a male one that she can survive because otherwise she cannot survive in this world.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, and Mommy Punches Hard, she is way stronger than my character.
Yes, but that's so hardly to find in the verticals, actually.
It is difficult to find, and it's obvious that it does work because right now it's killing it. It's doing very, very good. And I know they spent a lot of hard time on that one. I know they did because I know that casting Lottie was like a 3-month process. They like normally they cast a month out in advance at tops for a vertical, and they were seeing people for like 3 months on that one because they needed somebody who could really kick butt.
Yeah, we will see how that will go. Shane, I will ask you four little more questions before we end, okay? Because normally there are five, but about one we spoke already with the genre one, so I will skip that. First question, I'm always asking nothing to do with vertical. What's your favorite dish? What do you like to eat? I'm just asking it because I published a cookbook and I judge people by food, you know?
Okay, now I'm trailer trash. Okay, so I love pizza and I love brisket.
I have a big question for
That's probably
you.
my two.
You can now
Okay.
collect a lot of plus points or a lot of minus points. Pineapples on pizza,
Okay.
yes or no?
No.
Okay,
No. Pepperoni. Pepperoni is what you put on a pizza, and it is.
and no pineapples. Good.
No.
Okay.
No. I can fruit on top of tomato sauce, and no, it's not for
A
me.
lot of people love that, so that's why I'm asking. And it's in
I can't even get
Italy.
myself to try it.
In Italy, it's a death wish to
Is
order
it banned?
pineapple. Yes. Tell a
Shit's
real
banned in
Italian
Italy.
guide, I want a pineapple on a pizza, and you're banned out of Italy for life. I can tell you.
Right.
Yeah, I can tell you that. So
That's funny.
next, do you have a comfort movie, a movie you like to rewatch a lot because you like the storyline or how it's made or stuff like that?
I don't watch anything that isn't really intense, but I'll do that like even first thing in the morning. Like I'll watch Evil Dead at like 9 a.m. You know,
For
I don't know
breakfast or
what's, yeah, I don't know. Like my best friend, he'll walk downstairs and be like, "Dude, I don't know what's wrong with you." Like
what?
I'll be watching like possession movies like first thing in the morning, just like sipping my coffee, petting my puppy. So,
Okay.
and I'll fall asleep, and that's like the stuff I'll like relax to. I don't know what it is, but as
Why not?
far as like, I would say comfort though would actually be more in TV series probably for me, like Rick and Morty, South Park, Family Guy. Like I love a good cartoon that's just like, it just nothing takes itself serious.
That makes sense. And what type of music you are listening to?
I listen to hip hop
Why
from the
doesn't that
South mostly.
surprise me? I don't know why, but why
Yeah.
doesn't that? Yeah,
All
and
right.
that's the reason I spoke with Jeff later before about the Go Go Dolls. That was the reason why I was listening to this song. Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
I do. I love rock too. I love rock too, but it's like most of my playlist is like hip hop from the South.
That's fine. And last one. If I would come to you and say, like, Shane, listen, I've never watched any Vertical. Which one of yours I should definitely have watched?
I think there's probably two. I think I would watch Pregnant by the Wrong Twin for the ridiculousness. And then I think I would watch Mommy Punches Hard also for the ridiculousness.
Always for the ridiculousness.
Yeah, but they're both like, one is straight up comedy and one is like, it's like very soapy ridiculous, you know?
Yeah,
So they're like two different types of.
with a typical vertical trope in it.
Yeah, so you get to know like, okay, this is the universe that we're in. Like we everything's to the max.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So what's your vertical wish for 2026?
I would like to see a vertical that slows itself down. And is less geared for TikTok and quick attention grabs, and something that is more slow burn and high quality. That's
Yeah, makes
probably
sense.
my wish.
Do you see any chance for that?
I do. I do see it. I don't think. Yeah, I really think that it's all. I think 2026, we're about to see Hollywood really get involved. And I don't, I think they are going to take a lot of risks. They're going to flop a lot of risks. And I think that they're also going to nail some and knock some out of the park too.
Hopefully. So hopefully we will see you in new storylines and new great things. I'm curious, and I thank you so much for your time, Shane. I wish you
Absolutely.
a lovely day. It's afternoon now for you. Yeah, it's afternoon. So have a great day and a great, what is it, Friday weekend.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
All right.
I'm a bit time confused, actually. So thank you so much. And I will send you the trailer for the pirate one, okay? And let me know what you
Send
think
that to
about
me.
It. I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Shane. Have a nice day.
All right.
Bye.
All right, you have a nice night. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.